Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We are Grand Forks' best source. It's time now for your morning update for this Tuesday, April 16th, brought to you by Rocky Mountain Smiling Moose Deli. If you've got an event coming up, or maybe just want to treat your employees, check out Smiling Moose Rocky Mountain Deli. This is no run-of-the-mill deli either. They're a company of passionate people who work together to create craveable food and memorable service that you will not forget. The breakfasts are incredible and served all day. Box lunches and dinners, vegetarian, vegan, and gluten-free. And even last-minute events, Smiling Moose Rocky Mountain Deli uses only the freshest ingredients with chef-inspired, bold, adventurous flavors where everything is made to order. Contact them at SmilingMooseDeli.com or call 701-757-DELI or stop in at 623 South Washington with the details and let them do the rest, or they'll be sure to decide the perfect menu tailored to your needs. Smiling Moose Rocky Mountain Deli. We don't just cater your event, we cater to you. All right, our weather today, rain and cloudy pretty much all day. We've got a 90% chance of rain today. It's going to get windy, too. Our high today, right around 55 degrees. Well, several Planet Fitness locations in Fargo, Moorhead, and Grand Forks received bomb threats via email and phone calls. Now, the threats, which mention specific addresses, are part of a series of hoax threats against gyms in multiple states. Police suspect a connection to a previous incident involving a transgender individual, but are continuing their investigation. Grand Forks man will spend 10 years in prison after investigators say a toddler in his care overdosed on fentanyl. Alexander Gothberg pleaded guilty to 6 counts, including child endangerment, child neglect, and several charges related to drug possession. 8 other drug-related counts were dismissed. Now, court records say Gothberg called 911 in April of 2023 because he thought his 2-year-old daughter was overdosing on fentanyl. Court documents say during a search of Gothberg's home, officers found about a dozen different drugs, including fentanyl, meth, and marijuana. There were also digital scales, 2 cell phones, a handgun, and about $700 in cash. Documents say Gothberg admitted to selling marijuana as well as fentanyl, but said he hadn't done so for a few months. Grand Forks County State's Attorney Office says Gothberg was sentenced to the maximum time on all counts. After serving 10 years, he'll be on 3 years of supervised probation. Sanford Health donated $6.5 million to the University of North Dakota to be used for athletics and scholarship funds. $4 million will be used by UD to fund an expansion of the Frederick D. Pollard Athletic Center called the Nodak Insurance Company Sports Performance Center. The remaining $2.5 million will be used for scholarships for students studying various healthcare sciences. Those funds will be matched up to 50% by an endowment fund created by the North Dakota Legislature. Grand Forks man hospitalized in Crookston after his car collided with a train yesterday afternoon in Polk County. Minnesota State Patrol says a vehicle driven by 36-year-old Theodore Krumpetich collided with a BNSF train at a railroad crossing on the Highway 87 bypass. Report says he was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Troopers say he was wearing a seatbelt and alcohol was not involved. We've got more news coming for you. But first, let's take a little break here. What can drones do for you or your company? EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota, provides information in the fields of agriculture, critical infrastructure, wildlife management, insurance, and emergency services so clients can unlock the value of efficiency of collecting data and imagery with unmanned aerial vehicles and are always looking for more ways to help business and people. 29 pilots, 17 commercial manned pilots, over 30,000 hours of combined flight experience, construction, wind turbines, cell towers, oil fields, unmanned area vehicles save time, money, and manpower. EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota. To find out more, call 701-740-9652 or email info at eyesightdrones.com. What can EyeSight Drone Services do for you? Well, Hannah Gutierrez, chief weapons handler on Rust, will be sentenced Monday for the 2021 fatal shooting of the movie cinematographer Helena Hutchins by actor Alec Baldwin in the first such Hollywood fatality in modern times. Now, Gutierrez, 27, faces up to 18 months in state prison after a jury found her guilty of involuntary manslaughter for mistakenly loading a live round into the revolver Baldwin was using at a Santa Fe, New Mexico movie set. Baldwin's trial is set for July 10th after a grand jury indicted him for involuntary manslaughter. It's funny, whatever TV channel you listen to, they said Alex Baldwin was holding the gun. Of course, they always go off on their own. Now, finally, in sports, Major League Baseball, Twins lost to Baltimore 7-4 yesterday. The two teams play again today in Baltimore at 5:30. High school baseball yesterday, East Side shutting out Dilworth Glenn and Felton 11-0. Sacred Heart lost a close one to Roseau 4-3. Today has Central at Red River. That game's at 5 o'clock. Should be a good one. Girls softball yesterday, West Fargo over Central 18-3 and 11-1. East Grand Forks, Sacred Heart over West Marshall 16-2. At East Grand Forks, the Green Wave girls shutting out Monoman Wobbin 17-0. Games today have the Northern Freeze at Sacred Heart at 4:30, Grand Forks Red River at Grand Forks Central at 4:30. NHL yesterday, it was the LA Kings over the Minnesota Wild 3-1. And finally in the NBA, you know, if you listen to the South End radio station Sports this morning, they said the Twins and Phoenix were playing round one of the NBA playoffs. Nah. It's the Timberwolves and the Phoenix Suns. That's your morning update, brought to you by Albatross Indoor Golf. Winter in the Northland means no golf, right? Wrong. Looking to get in a round of golf in a climate-controlled winter oasis? Want to just whack some balls at the virtual driving range and work on your swing? Check out Albatross Indoor Golf Club in Grand Forks with more than 90 courses, range venues, and games including Pebble Beach, St. Andrews, TPC Sawgrass, and more. All on an incredibly accurate optical-based simulators from driving to putting. Play straight up. Team up for a scramble, play tournaments, or join the two-person scramble league. It's fun for everyone, and all ages are welcome too. Call or text 701-757-3220 to set up a tee time. Check out Albatross Indoor Golf Club at the Columbia Mall, your home for the best indoor golf experience around. All right, well, Hidden Agenda's back at 11 o'clock today. We'll see how Sleepy Joe is doing popularity-wise, the war in Israel, and so much more. And make sure to tune in and make sure to like, share, tag, and follow us, too. You know, the Grand Cities are grand. Grand Forks' best source is giving them an identity again.